Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. And just a reminder that I'm here to be the prophet in your life. If you read in Ephesians 4, where it talks about the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, it doesn't set the pastor aside and say, now, this ministry is non-optional in your life, but the others, you can take them or leave them. Just like you need a pastor, and you do, you also need a prophet. What is a prophet there for? Second Chronicles, never mind the 80-pound distraction sitting at my feet, my puppy, Tabitha. A prophet is there, according to Second Chronicles 20:20. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And that word prosper means come to breakthrough. Do you have something you need to break out of? Well, when you do things God's way, you get the God kind of results. And part of that is having a prophet in your life. And that can be as simple as subscribing to this podcast, subscribing to the Daily Prophetic Word at www.fathersheartministry.net. We also, if you want something a little more intimate and one-on-one, you can schedule a prophetic counseling. In the aftermath of the prophetic counseling, we open up a possibility to develop a personal relationship where I walk with you until you come to your blessing place. Because what has been done for me, I in turn make available to others. And I have prophets that walk me into my breakthrough, and I'm here to walk you into your breakthrough. Now, the Father says, if you want to do prophetic counseling, go to iSource, to fathersheartministry.net, and schedule a prophetic counseling. That's the starting place to something that can be ongoing. So the Father says today, get ready for a shift. Your assignment is changing, even though there seem to be loose ends that have not resolved themselves. Hold on to things loosely, for new marching orders are coming. This may feel disruptive, but remember Abraham leaving Ur of the Chaldees. He had to let go of the familiar for a far greater destiny. There are blessings ahead, but they're not going to fall into your lap. Engage. Move forward. Expect results. Don't be afraid to appear foolish in your faith. Be willing. Be obedient. I will bless the work of your hands and the fruit of your lips. Standing still accomplishes nothing. You have a calling. You have a mantle on your life. Embrace this ratification from heaven for your new assignment and territory. Be sendable. Be bendable. Be spendable. Are you willing to be used for my purposes, says the Father? According to your willingness and heart for the kingdom, I will add things to your life. I desire to fulfill your highest dreams and your deepest desires. Let go of your limited understanding and follow my peace. My peace will lead you where logic cannot. Be bold and audacious enough to claim every place you put your foot in, literally and figuratively. Expect opposition, like Nehemiah facing Sanballat the mocker. Ignore those who lack faith, even if they seem supportive. Peter walked on the water against the advice of 11 of the greatest preachers of his day. Will you listen to the naysayers or to my still small voice directing you, guiding you through the darkness crowding in upon you? This is your season for audacious faith. Militate against negativity, both within yourself and coming from others. As your flesh weakens, your spirit will soar to new heights of authority. Take action now. With specificity and relevance. This is the year of double for you. Double favor. Double blessings. Some may not understand, but favor isn't always convenient. Embrace it as a double benefit in Jesus' name. With this double blessing comes double responsibility. Seek out leaders and mentors for accountability. You won't reach your destination alone. Here are your marching orders. Number one, do what you see the Father do. Number two, form no opinions. Number three, let go of the outcome. As you follow these instructions, says the Father, you'll enter a realm of increasing pressure, but also greater breakthrough. Your words and actions will become as effective as if they were my very own, for I am in you, and they are my very own. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you